This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. My brothers and sisters, one of the most common controversies and endless, useless, pointless and harmful debates is about the number of rakat of Taraweeh that is to be prayed. We have people who are very strongly for praying only 8 rakat, and they are ready to pronounce takfir on the people who don't, who pray more, and there are other people who say 20 rakat or nothing. Please understand this. What is haram is to pronounce takfir on your brother. What is haram is to create differences, is to argue, is to look down upon, it is to criticize and curse your own brothers, right? If that is what you want to do, best don't pray anything, just go home. Just pray your farz salah and go home. Please don't destroy the month, don't destroy your amal by these completely ignorant, stupid arguments. The hadith of Rasulullah is absolutely clear as far as the night prayer is concerned, as far as Qiyamul Layl is concerned, as far as all Nawafil is concerned. The Sahabi asked him, he said, Ya Rasulullah, how must I pray Qiyamul Layl? How must I pray the prayer of the night, which refers to Tahajjud, which refers to Taraweeh, which refers to what we call Qiyamul Layl, which is specifically prayed only in Ramadan. All of them. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, pray 2 by 2. Right? He said, pray to meaning, pray 2 rakat at a time. He did not specify the number of rakat. He did not say, pray 2 by 2, equaling to 20, equaling to 16, equaling to 12, equal to 8, equal to 6. He just said, pray 2 by 2. So as long as you're not praying 4 rakats together, 3 rakats together, you are fine. How many to pray? Pray as many as you can. The more you pray, obviously, the better. Because you are getting sawab, you are getting reward for praying that. In the Maliki fiqh, we pray 36 rakat, not only 20. Right? The 20 rakat is more easier on the body and so on. 8 is more difficult because it is a longer rakat. But up to you. What is not permitted is unnecessary argument. Pray as much as you can pray. Have a smile on your face, be good to people, be friendly, and go home. Don't argue. If somebody says, how much should I pray? You say, pray as much as you want. This is the hadith of Rasulullah. And if somebody says, you are praying this way, that must say, sorry, I'm not arguing with you. You pray whatever you want to pray. I will pray whatever I want to pray. You are praying to Allah, I am praying to Allah. You are not praying to me, I am not praying to you. No argument. Right? Do not argue. Don't fall into this trap. This is from Shaitan. He wants to destroy your amal. Do not allow him, Shaitan, to destroy your amal. Pray as much as you can pray and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the opportunity and go home. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.